United States Savings Bonds Division presents Guest Star. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is your host, Roger Bowman, greeting you for the Savings Bonds feature program, Guest Star, transcribed and presented by this station as a public service. It serves as a reminder that you can make your spare funds do double duty. When you buy savings bonds, you invest in a secure future for yourself and your family, and you become a stockholder in the greatest country in the world. Today, we welcome back to our Guest Star program a man who is well known to you all, not only for his excellent work in motion pictures, but also for his special network program, Radio's Mr. President, Edward Arnold. We'll have him at our microphone immediately after the opening selection by the Savings Bonds Orchestra conducted by Harry Sosnick. A Sosnick arrangement of Isn't It Romantic? That was swell. And now, friends, our star, Mr. Edward Arnold. He plays the title role in an amusing sketch by Harry Lawrence, The Old Character.
My name is Sam Potter, but around here they call me The Old Character. They don't know I once had a town named after me. Yes, sir, Pottersville. That was when I owned a little gopher mine and all the gold I could dig up. Now I'm just a bum. At least I was a bum until yesterday when a man came along and made a miner out of me again.
Hey there, old character.
Are you speaking to me?
That's right. I'm Bill Jones of the California Centennial Committee.
You know what that means?
Yeah, certainly. You're celebrating the discovery of gold in California 100 years ago.
Correct. You're smarter than you look, old character. Now, we've got a little display over there in the park, an old stagecoach, some rustic buildings, some burrows, and some gold mining equipment.
Yeah, I know. I saw it.
Oh, then maybe you figured out what I'm going to ask you. We need an old character who looks like a gold miner to sit there and pan gold. You think you could do that?
Why, yes, I suppose I could.
Oh, we'll teach you how, of course.
Oh, you won't have to, son. I know how.
Oh, fine. So much the better. You're just the old character we need. Will $10 a day be all right?
$10, son?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed it will. That's more gold than I pan in a long, long time.
The All Right, Ladies and Gentlemen, is a stamping mill turned by a water wheel. To your left, the old character with the whiskers is demonstrating panning gold.
Oh, mister, is that what they call panning gold?
Yes, ma'am. All you need is a pan like this, some water, some gravel, or fine crushed ore. You see, ma'am, gold is heavy.
Oh.
Heavier than sand, pebbles or dirt. The water washes all the lighter stuff away and leaves the gold, you see?
Yes. Well, then that's not real gold, is it?
Oh, yes, that's the real stuff, ma'am. I know.
Do you always get that much gold in the pan?
Well, no, not always. I don't know where they got this ore, but it's panning out mighty good. Yes, ma'am, mighty good.
Oh, well, then you're a real prospector. I thought you were just an actor they hired for this display.
Oh, I'm no actor, ma'am. I'm a miner. I started being a miner one day back in 1898 when I picked up a rock.
Hey, Sam, you see that little gopher sticking his head out of that hole?
Where, Bill? Oh, yeah. Now, let's see how close I can come to him with this rock.
Well, go ahead and throw it. What's the matter?
Why, this is no rock, Bill. It's a gold nugget. That's how I discovered the little gopher mine, ma'am. And that's why I called it the Little Gopher. Word of the gold strike brought 1,000 miners there within 3 days. Some of them tried to jump my claim.
Get back there. This is my property. The boundary stakes are plain to see. I'm telling you, stay off. Well, from now on, Mr. Colt will do the telling.
Oh!
And the next time I shoot, I won't aim at your hat.
Yes, ma'am, I took $100,000 worth of gold out of the little gopher.
Goodness, then you must be rich.
Oh, I am a rich man. Rich in experience, ma'am. Those were wild days up there in the gold country. I spent my gold as fast as I dug it up. But one day, there wasn't any more gold to dig up.
Oh, what a shame. What happened?
Well, you see, millions of years ago, some big upheaval had twisted those rocks around, broke that vein of gold. The rest of it is there somewhere, but I couldn't find it.
Well, but you tried, didn't you?
Oh, yes, I tried. I dug one shaft after another. I worked it for years. Who knows, maybe I quit digging just one shovel full short of $1 million. Well, I can't help that now. I lost the little gopher mine years ago.
And you never found another gold mine?
No, ma'am. It seemed like when that vein ran out, my luck ran out with it. Well, back to work. Now, you watch me while I pan out another pan full of quartz ore, crushed real fine. Most California gold comes from quartz.
No. More gold than before.
Yes, yes, quite a bit more. I wonder where this stuff came from. Well, wherever they got it, it looks mighty rich, like mighty rich ore to me.
All right, old character, it's dinner time. You better get a bite to eat.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. I need it. Excuse me, ma'am. I'll be back right after dinner.
Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
My, he's an interesting old fellow, isn't he? He told me quite a story.
Yes, he's quite a character. But don't take too much stock in what he tells you, ma'am. These old characters spin some mighty tall yarns.
Yes, I suppose so. By the way, he says the ore he's panning is pretty rich. Where did it come from?
From an old mine that's just been reopened. A mine up near Pottersville. It's called the Little Gopher.
Thank you, Edward Arnold, for a great performance. And now, friends, before we bring Mr. Arnold back for a curtain speech, here's another special arrangement by Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra. I Kiss Your Hand, Madame. Now, once more, here's Edward Arnold with a word of special interest to every one of us. Mr. Arnold.
Ladies and gentlemen, I consider it a real privilege to appear on a program such as this one, a program devoted to the important subject of thrift. For thrift, with its resultant security for the American family, is an important subject to every one of you who are listening into this program. I believe sincerely in systematic savings as a means for protecting our future. And when those savings are invested in United States savings bonds, your future is indeed secure. There's no finer investment in the world, both from a safety standpoint and that of profit. Your government guarantees you against loss and repays you at a rate of $4 for every three of your original investment in just 10 years. Better than that, with your purchase of United States saving bonds, you take part in the financial operation of your country. You help combat inflation. So for your own future and that of your own country, buy savings bonds and buy them regularly. I buy them myself and I recommend them to you sincerely as a splendid investment. Thank you for being such a fine audience. Goodbye.
And so we bring to a close another guest star program. A transcribed feature for savings bonds presented by this station each week at this time is a public service. Our feature star today was Mr. Edward Arnold, to whom we say thanks again for a great show. Assisting him in the cast of the play were Ann Stone and Peter Lee, with Louis Graff as the director. Harry Sosnick conducted the Savings Bonds Orchestra. Next week, another fine star will be here to entertain you, so be sure to join us. In the meantime, this is Roger Bowman, your host, reminding you that whatever your dream may be, to own a home of your own, educate your children, or retire in comfort, you can make it a sure thing by saving for it through the regular purchase of United States Savings Bonds.